This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with screenwriter and director Robert Siegel and comic and actor Patton Oswalt. Siegel is the former executive editor of The Onion, and he wrote the screenplay for The Wrestler. He wrote and directed the new film Big Fan, which stars Patton Oswalt as an obsessed football fan who's a regular caller on the sports talk radio station. That's where he shines. The rest of his life is drab. He's 35, lives with his mother, and works as a garage attendant. This is Patton Oswalt's first dramatic role. He's a comic and has a special premiering this weekend on Comedy Central. I want to play a scene from the film. And I think this is a really good scene in showing the main character's relationship with his mother. He's 35 years old, but, you know, he lives with his mother. In his bedroom, his bed, it has a bedspread that has the names of all the sports teams on it. I mean, that's the emotional level that he's still at. It's kind of like having a Star Wars, bedspread or something. But anyway, so his mother, he still has to respect a lot of his mother's rules about what to do in the house. And he feels very much under her thumb, but he doesn't know how to get out and be an independent person yet. So here they are, the mother and the son, driving home from Paul's nephew's birthday party. And at the party, his brother-in-law has offered him a job at Price Club, but he doesn't want to do that. He just wants to stay working in his garage, and he's really offended by the pressure of him to take another job. So here he is with his mother in the car driving home. And his mother is played by Marcia Jean Kurtz, and of course Paul is played by my guest Patton Oswalt.
What do you have against Price Club?
I'd rather not discuss my career.
You have a career? It's news to me. You could actually go somewhere at Price Club.
Yeah, like Dennis, please.
He's doing extremely well for himself.
Okay.
Who knows? He could probably meet somebody.
What does that mean?
Your brother and sister both found people at work.
Yeah, Gina was Jeff's secretary. He cheated on his wife with her.
She's a lot better for him than that louse Roberta.
He's a cheat. He f***ed her while he was still married.
Don't say that word in my car.
Which one? F*** or cheat?
You know. I don't want that language in my car.
Oh, so it's worse for me to say it than for him to do it.
Cut it out, Paul. You should only meet somebody as good as Gina.
Oh, boy, that'll be tough to top.
Yeah, for you?
Yeah, give me about an hour.
You have to actually date someone to top it.
I date?
Oh, sure. You're dating lots of girls.
You don't think I date?
I know exactly who you date. Your hand.
What did you just say?
Okay. So that was my guest Patton Oswalt with Marcia Jean Kurtz in a scene from Big Fan, which was written and directed by my guest Robert Siegel. Patton Oswalt, what did you tap into to get into this character's loneliness and frustration and sense of isolation?
As far as those were concerned, I kind of tapped into a lot of the Robert talked about listening to a lot of sports radio. I listen to stuff like Art Bell and Best Show on WFMU with Tom Sharpling, where they are these sort of fringe magnets where these people call in and they're so odd and weird, but clearly happy in their oddness that you realize that it only looks like loneliness from the outside. So I didn't play Paul as this yearning, lonely guy. I played him as a guy who in his mind he thinks it's all settled, it's perfect. And it's up to people that are watching him. I didn't judge him at all because the script didn't judge him. So as far as tapping into the loneliness, what I tried to tap into was in his mind his satisfaction with the circumstances of his life and his frustration with pointless exotic trivia and game facts and things like that, which I think that's what kind of brings out the sadness. And if you look at him, and also the scene that you just played and the other ones that I have with that actress plays my mom, Marcia Jean Kurtz. She was so amazing. There's another scene where we really have a knockdown, drag out, screaming match, and she was so amazing in those scenes that she was just so good at bringing out the frustration and that there's almost an edge of fear in my voice in those scenes because this is the one person that can get to me and maybe try to pull me out into the world, and I don't want it happening. So – and she was in stuff like Panic in Needle Park and Dog Day Afternoon. So she was there for a lot of that early 70s New Hollywood, and it's just – so good at working with other actors that, you know, those are the scenes I improvise the most.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because she just constantly kept me off guard because she was so, you know, her readings were, she just chose to be so blunt and totally straightforward in those scenes.
In a way that not, mothers often feel privileged too.
Oh, totally. Yeah. There's no easing up to the hard revelation she's given me. It's just boom, you need a girlfriend. You need a better job. Your life is horrible. And I'm under attack all of a sudden.
Robert Siegel, you wrote in some details for the mother that I think are so perfect. Like she saves all the duck sauce and soy sauce packets from Chinese takeout food in Ziploc bags. And she has like bags and bags and bags of them. I've seen that so much.
I had
much.
No idea how many people would relate to that.
Oh, I've seen so much of that.
Save those duck sauce packets.
Yeah. And then you have her. There's a phone answering tape that she has like for her answering machine. And it's so perfect. It's the kind of message left by someone who believes that no one has ever heard a voice message before, so they have
to be...
People
of a certain age will still, when they follow the rules of...
They have to lay out the rules in really clearly enunciated voice.
Please leave your name, number, and the time you called.
Well, you're trying to bring out that there's some people who leave those messages as if no one's ever heard one before, and
well,
they don't know what to do.
That's the kind... That scene required an answering machine outgoing message, and that's the way I imagine she would leave it.
The person who plays the sister-in-law in the movie, Seferina Fiore.
Sarah, the great Serafina Fiore, making her acting debut.
Yeah. Now, she apparently worked at a gentleman's club when you were making The Wrestler,
she continues to advise you.
She still does.
Yeah, she's the manager of Headquarters, if I may slip in a plug, the finest gentleman's club in all of New York City, located on Manhattan's west side. That's Headquarters.
Bring your NPR card for discounts for drinks.
Yes, you can redeem your NPR funny money for complimentary drinks and lap dances.
NPR listeners, make sure to drop by Headquarters.
Just mention Terry Gross, and you'll receive an extended two-song dance for the price of one.
Wait, I got to stop you here. Have you guys had lap dances?
Come on. In our lives?
Yes.
In our lives or during the shoot?
In your lives.
I have had a lap dance in my life, yes.
Singular?
Singular.
I have too.
Yeah.
Was it for research or because you wanted it?
It was for several. There was this period where all my friends were getting married and it was like a spate o' bachelor parties. And we would – and you know, people think that like the one thing they really got he got right in the movie about strip clubs is usually in movies – they'll show strip clubs as you've got to approach the girls and the guys. The strippers tend to be kind of aggressive about giving you a lap dance because that's how they make money.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are very insistent of, hey, let's get a lap dance now. Like, oh, sorry, okay. It's really – so that aggressiveness was very accurate.
Was there something you wanted to ask me about Serafina? I love her. I want to give her airtime.
Yeah, well, the reason why I asked about the lap dances is that it figures very prominently in The Wrestler and in Big Fan. So,
yes.
Yeah, so I was just
both
really
both of which
really
are part of my strip club trilogy, the third volume of which – no, that should probably be it.
I guess it won't surprise listeners to know I've never been to one of those clubs, but I always see them like in movies and, of course, on The Sopranos and other TV
shows. You've
never
been to a strip club, Terry?
Yeah, big surprise, right? But they always look so creepy to me.
That was the hardest part of the movie for me was during the beating scene. There's a shot where I had to have my face on the floor. So my face was pressed against the carpeting of a strip club.
Strip club carpeting?
So you tell, they show these outtakes of Jackie Chan getting his head popped open. I give him no sympathy. I have my face pressed to the carpeting of a strip club. I mean, I don't want to hear about these Werner Herzog actors who go through hell in the jungle. You know, put your face against the carpeting at Headquarters and get back to me.
Fitzgeraldo's got nothing on
I'll haul a ship up a mountain any day as long as I don't got to put my face on a carpeting.
So you shot it in a real strip club, I take it.
Yeah, that was shot at Headquarters.
Which
is the club where Serafina Fiori, who plays the sister-in-law, where she is the manager.
And what is it also known for?
Oh, it's also the club where, coincidentally, Plexico Burress of the New York Giants was the night when he shot himself in the leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's nothing less dangerous than a gun in a pair of sweatpants. That's super secure. Yeah, put it in your sweatpants. You're good. Brilliant.
Excuse me for two things. I'm just going to go back to the lap dance thing. I just have one more lap dance question for you.
What is it with you, Terry, with the lap dance?
Why don't you just go to a club and find out?
No, I see this all the time in movies and on TVs, and it just seems like it would be the most weird and, in a way, self-conscious experience to be a man having a lap dance. I mean, it just seems so odd.
I think it depends on the man, because a lot of guys, I think they get – it's that whole thing of, look, everyone's looking at me and this hot girl is on my lap. Openly paying for. For me, it has always been very, very creepy because it's very aggressive. Like I can't stress to you how aggressive the getting of the lap dance is. You don't have to do anything. They are – because that's how they make their money. And they're kind of insistent and almost, may I say, rude about it. So it's always – giving me the willies.
There are guys who find it creepy and awkward and depressing, and then there are guys who find it there's a naked girl in my lap.
Right. I just feel it because it's so public. I feel like an inbred Roman emperor. Like, look what they brought back from Gaul for me. Now dance, woman. You know,
it just Brazilian.
Feels, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just so creepy.
Yeah, it's Croatian.
Yeah, exactly.
And Patton Oswalt, your character in the film, declines.
Well, yeah, because my true love is in the room.
He's just annoyed and distracted by a woman comes to sit on his lap, and he's just vaguely annoyed that she's kind of blocking his view of the football player.
Yeah, with her please get your gorgeous naked body out of my way so I can look at the giant guy that's about to pummel me into a coma.
There's a great shot of him kind of peering around the woman to try to see the football player.
I'm peering around a tan and perfect flank so that I can look at Quantrell Bishop.
My guests are Patton Oswalt, the star of the new film Big Fan, and Robert Siegel, who wrote and directed the film. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, my guests are Robert Siegel, and he wrote, not the All Things Considered Robert Siegel, he wrote the movie The Wrestler and wrote and directed the new movie Big Fan, which stars my other guest, Patton Oswalt, who's an actor and comic. Patton Oswalt, you have a comedy special coming up.
I have a comedy special coming up this
Sunday,
Central. 23rd, on Comedy Central called My Weakness is Strong, and that is 2 days later, the DVD and CD of that special come out. That's on Tuesday the 25th, My Weakness is Strong.
Tell us something about it.
It's my third album, and it's an hour of totally new material. And basically, I'm just talking about, you know, whereas my first album was – I'm this young punk in the 40-watt yelling about the government. And in the second one, I'm getting a little older and I'm, you know, about to get married and I'm mellowing out a little bit. And then this one is I'm sort of on the way to becoming a dad. I'm not a dad yet. So now that I'm looking at them, it's these little snapshots of a guy getting a little older, mellowing a little bit, finding, you know, better and better targets to be angry at. You know what I mean? So it for me at least, I hope that people find it funny. I hope they don't go, oh, I want to watch the weft and wane of Patton Oswalt's life. I hope they just think that it's full of really funny jokes. But, you know, it's the follow-up to my second album. I worked really hard on it, and I'm really, really happy with this. I mean, I'm so happy with the way that it came out.
So where are you now in your life?
Well, now I'm a dad. And I've discovered this amazing new drug called 3 hours sleep a night. I mean, I've done LSD and ecstasy, and those were amazing. But I did not know the kind of hallucinations and light tracers you could see on 3 hours sleep a night. It's like a constant rave. And also, not to get too soppy, but I'm watching a human being form from nothing. I mean, people don't understand, like, the first month, your baby is just a blank. They don't really – they're just getting – they don't even get the world at that point. They don't see that well. They don't hear that well. And then they slowly start – you see a person gelling. It's a – It's kind of fascinating.
Robert Siegel, you got your start professionally writing for and then editing the satirical news magazine, The Onion.
Yes.
You're not writing film comedies. Neither The Wrestler nor your new movie, Big Fan, is a comedy. Are you surprised that you've headed in a darker direction instead of comedy?
Not really. I see it as consistent. The Onion and The Wrestler and now Big Fan are all kind of on the same continuum. They're just on opposite ends of it. They're all blends of comedy and tragedy. It's just a matter of the ratio. The Onion, I would say, is maybe 90% comedy, 10% tragedy. And The Wrestler maybe is the reverse, 90% tragedy, 10% comedy. But everything I've done is kind of a mix of the two. I think The Onion has this – is funny, but it's got this strong undercurrent of sadness. And I think Big Fan and The Wrestler are both sad with strong undercurrents of humor.
What's the best thing you learned about directing by watching Darren Aronofsky direct The Wrestler, which you wrote?
I would say not in directing, but in casting. The key to that whole movie is Mickey Rourke, and you put somebody else in that role, and it just is not the same movie. And he fought very, very hard, and the studio – it was a real uphill battle to cast Mickey Rourke in that movie. Nobody wanted to fund it with Mickey Rourke. He could have gotten three or four times the amount of money if he'd just stuck in, you know, a big – you know, one of – you know, any number of big stars, Nicolas Cage on down. But he really stuck to his guns, and he said this role has to be Mickey Rourke, and he was absolutely right. And you know, when I was casting Big Fan, I definitely took that to heart and said this has to be Patton Oswalt. He's just simply right for the role. Most roles I find in movies are not filled with the perfect person. They're filled with the biggest name who's not overtly wrong for the role, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to a casting director and they read your script and they, you know, they give you a list of names for the lead role, they're not giving you the person who's perfect. They're giving you the person who is believable, you know, but is a big star. And won't outright ruin the movie because they're not right for the role. But by the same token, they're not the perfect person. And if you've written a character that you think has real specificity, you know, the list is very, very narrow in terms of who is truly right for that role, as opposed to who is kind of right for that role. You know, and it's amazing how quickly the list narrows down to a tiny handful of people when you're really thinking about it without, you know, star power considerations.
So do you get free tickets to any wrestling match you want to go to now?
I think Mickey does.
Of course.
That kind of trickle-down perk doesn't reach the screenwriter, unfortunately. But I think Mickey Rourke is now wrestling royalty. But no, I don't know. I don't know that I am.
Well, it's been really fun talking with you both about the new movie, Big Fan. I want to thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Robert Siegel wrote and directed the new film, Big Fan. Patton Oswalt stars in the film. It opens in New York and Philadelphia August 28th and later in other cities. Oswalt's comedy special, My Weakness is Strong, premieres on Comedy Central Sunday. The CD and DVD come out next week.